Hi.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Justin. Please record your class. Did you have a haircut?
Yeah, I had a haircut.
Oh, really? I can actually notice it from the first time. So, wow, yeah, why did you have a haircut? It's not that long before.
Summer is coming, so my head is so hot, so I had haircut because I had haircut to make my head cool.
Oh, okay. Your head feels so hot. Okay. Yeah, when was the last time that you had your hair cut? When was that?
I think it was a month ago.
A month ago. So it means that you are having a haircut every month.
Yeah.
Okay, I see. And do you always go to the same barber shop every time you are having a haircut?
Yeah, there is a barber shop in front of my apartment. So if I want to haircut, I always go.
Okay. Yeah, actually I'm also like that. So whenever I want to dye my hair or to have a haircut, I always go to the same salon, right? Since they already know what I want, correct? Anyway, thank you so much for sharing me your life today. What else did you do?
My today was same just like last hour meeting.
Oh yeah, it's just the same with what we talked about before. Oh, I can't hear you. I think you are on mute.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I see. Yeah, I think there's nothing so new that you can do these past few days. What about tomorrow? It's Friday. Do you have any plans?
No, but I will go somewhere with my family on this weekend.
Oh, where will you go?
I think my cousin's home.
Oh, why? Is there a birthday party?
I wanna go, so I will go.
Okay. I am very happy to know that most of my students are now going out to visit their friends, their family members. Some of them are going to the park, and that makes me really happy, right? So you should enjoy your weekend, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so I think we can now start our lesson. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
So the last topic that we are supposed to have was about you are what you can you see?
Yeah,
we talked about this last time, so it's all about healthy foods and unhealthy foods, right?
Yeah.
So why do you think we should always eat healthy food?
because if we if we don't eat healthy food, our body will become unhealthy.
Of course. So what could happen to us if our body is unhealthy?
Unhealthy foods make our body unhealthy, like ice cream or soda.
Do you know any kinds of diseases that a person could have if that person keeps on eating unhealthy food?
I didn't understand.
Oh, can you give me some diseases that you know that a person could have if unhealthy foods are always being eaten?
There's my best friend, and he likes unhealthy food like hamburger or pizza.
So
and he don't like vegetables.
Oh, really? Your best friend, he doesn't like vegetables? So what happened to him? Is he sick?
No, he's not sick, but I'm worried about
him. Oh, of course. Have you did you ever tell your friends to change his diet?
Yeah, but he didn't listen.
Oh, okay. Your friend is quite stubborn, right? Do you know that word?
No, what does that mean?
Stubborn means it's doesn't listen to your advice. He keeps on doing what he wants to do, even though it's not good for him. That is stubborn. Okay? All right. So anyway, thank you so much. Oh, by the way, could you please give me the three kinds of food that we have to eat?
We have to eat green food and protein food.
Okay. What is protein for?
Proteins build our strong muscle.
What about whole grains?
Whole grains give us energy to
move. Correct. So it gives us energy to do our activities. What about dairy foods?
Fruits and vegetables. Sorry. Dairy foods make our bones strong.
Okay. Do you still drink milk, Justin?
I didn't eat milk, but I ate yogurt.
Yeah, actually, when I was your age, you were 12 years old, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When I was your age, sometimes I don't like to drink milk anymore because, yeah, I don't like the taste anymore, right? But it is good that you still eat yogurt and cheese, right? Okay, thank you so much for that. Let's have this. Choose a healthy snack. Can you see?
Yeah, I can see.
All right, so which one is healthy for you? Number one.
Slice of cheese is healthy.
Okay. Do you always eat a slice of cheese?
No, but I eat it. Is it cheese looks like is wrong and I can eat cheese like sausage.
Ah, okay. So the cheese in the sausage.
No, that cheese looks like sausage.
Oh yeah, I think I know that. It's just that it's not so common in our country, the cheese that looks like sausage. We have this kind of cheese though, the cheddar one, cheddar cheese, right? What about this? Which one is good for you?
Gummy bear is very yummy, but berries are healthy.
Correct. So to be honest, I don't find gummy bears delicious. What about you? Do you find them delicious?
I think they are delicious.
Okay. Well, for me, they taste so sweet. That's why. What about berries? Do you always eat berries?
Yeah, I had eaten strawberries today.
Oh, today?
Yeah.
Wow, that's perfect. So it means that you are now healthy. Right? You are now healthy. Oh, what about this?
Baby carrots are healthy.
Of course, baby carrots, or even though the carrots itself, right? In your food or dishes, do you always put carrots?
No, but my mom always put broccoli in the food.
Really? In all kinds of your dishes?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I do not know. I mean, I haven't tried that yet, to put broccoli in all kinds of dishes, right? But I think that's so healthy, right? What about number four?
Apple slices are healthy.
Of course. But French fries are so yummy. Do you like French fries, Justin?
Yeah, I like French fries.
Oh, okay. If I'm not mistaken, there is also McDonald's in your country, right?
Yeah.
Do you always order French fries from McDonald's?
Not me, but my parents order French fries and hamburgers.
Oh yeah, French fries and hamburgers. In McDonald's in your country, is there a rice meal? Rice meal is a meal or a dish with rice. For example, fried chicken and rice. Do you have that in McDonald's in your country?
No, our country's McDonald's only sell hamburgers and fries.
And fries. So what about chicken?
There's another store that which sell chicken.
Oh, okay. What about spaghetti in McDonald's? Do you have?
Our country's McDonald's don't have spaghetti.
Really? Wow. it's my first time to know it. Okay, in our country, the McDonald's in our country serves rice meal, chicken with rice, and spaghetti, burgers, french fries. Yeah, we have those kinds of meals.
I didn't know that.
Actually, I have a friend in Australia. She was also surprised when she saw that there were some rice meal in the menu. So she was also amazed, just like you. That's amazing. Okay, what about this number five, soda versus water?
Water is healthy to me.
Of course.
And I hate soda.
You hate soda?
Yeah.
As in you don't drink soda?
Yeah. So it tastes terrible.
Oh, yeah, sort of. I sometimes drink soda, very sometimes, as in, for example, in a month, I could only drink one or two times in a month, right? What about water, Justin? How many cups or how many glasses of water do you drink in a day?
I drink, mm-hmm. 3 glasses of water every day.
3 glasses only?
Yeah, but it's not 3 glasses, I think. Maybe 9 glasses.
9 glasses, okay. 9 glasses is enough, but do you know that because of, especially in summer, you should drink at least 2 liters of water, right?
Yeah.
It's more than 8 glasses, I guess. But of course, just to make sure your water is safe and clean, okay? Of course. Let's have number 6.
Yogurt is a healthy food, mm-hmm. and there's a plus. So, it's more healthy, mm-hmm. than yogurt.
Oh, than the normal yogurt. You said that you like to eat yogurt. Do you also put fresh fruits on top?
No, but I just eat yogurt.
Oh, do you know that I don't like yogurt? It's so sour. Like, I can't eat them that much, right? How about you? How many yogurts, or maybe it's on the bottle, right? How many bottles of yogurt do you eat every day?
Just one.
Oh, but it's consistent that you eat yogurt every day.
Yeah.
Usually what time?
I eat them after.
After breakfast.
Yeah.
Oh, well, okay. Is there any reasons why you should eat yogurt in the morning?
Yogurt is delicious, and yogurt is good for dessert.
Ah, okay. So yogurt is a good dessert. That's why you eat that in the morning. That's really nice. All right, so that's the topic that we have for you are what you eat. Now let's have this tortoise big day. Okay. So I believe we have differentiated tortoise and turtle, right?
Yeah.
Okay, can you please differentiate the two again?
They are all kinds of turtle, mm-hmm. but tortoise have legs and mm-hmm. turtle has fin.
Fin?
Yeah, it's a leg like fin.
Ah, okay. The feet of the turtle, right? It has. Oh yeah, it's like this. It doesn't have fingers or toes, right? Okay, yeah. I thought when you said fin, I actually thought of a fish, right? So that's why I tried to elaborate on that one. Okay. So what can you remember about this topic about the tortoise?
Tortoise have eight tooth. Mm-hmm. Have to break the eggshell.
Correct.
And when they become adult. Mm-hmm. Their shell is black and bright yellow.
Okay, let's talk about the vocabulary words of this one. What do you mean by the word clutch?
Clutch means a group of eggs.
Of course. So it's a group of eggs, specifically eggs of tortoise. Okay. What about hatchlings? What do you mean by the word hatchling?
Hatchlings means break the eggshell and go out to the world.
Okay, so it is now the baby tortoise coming out from the shell, right? Okay, so can you tell me, can you please differentiate how hatchling and an adult tortoise, can you differentiate the two of them?
Hatchling is very small, mm-hmm. and it's little more than one inch long only.
Okay, and 1 inch long.
And their shell is not very bright, but mm-hmm. other tortoise shell is black and bright yellow, mm-hmm. and they are 5 to 8 inches long, so they are so big.
Okay, I have a question. Have you ever had a tortoise or a turtle pet?
I told you I have a pet.
Oh yeah, but up until now you haven't shown it to me yet, right? Yeah, I remember. I asked you to show it to me, but you can't, right? Is that a turtle or a tortoise?
It's a tortoise.
Oh.
He can live in water and land.
Okay, do you have a big shelter for your tortoise?
Yeah, it's big.
Yeah, okay. Like, how big is that? Can you describe to me?
About like this.
Oh, okay. And what about your tortoise? How big is your tortoise?
My tortoise is tortoise size is this.
Okay. Is that considered as adult?
I think it's not adult yet.
Okay. So how do you plan to reproduce your tortoise? Of course, it cannot live alone forever, right? It should have some eggs in the future. Have you ever thought about it?
I don't know my tortoise
gender,
female or male.
Oh, really? You do not know? Where did you buy that?
The mart.
Oh, and then the seller did not tell you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. I understand. Anyway, thank you so much for that. Let's have this egg animals chart. Yeah. So the chart shows three other animals that hatch from eggs. Use the charts and facts from pages 2 and 3 to answer the questions below. Let's have the first animal. What's this?
This is ladybug.
The second one?
This red-winged blackbird.
And the third one?
It's normal frog.
Yeah, it's a common frog or a normal frog. Where does the mother lay the eggs for ladybug?
Ladybug lays their eggs on a leaf.
What about the red-winged blackbird?
Red-winged blackbird make nest, and they lay their legs in a nest.
Okay. What about the common frog?
Common frog lays their eggs in water.
Okay, so which animal lays eggs on a leaf?
Ladybug lays eggs on a leaf.
Yeah, I cannot click it anymore because it is a PDF file. So yeah, I think you have answered this one. Which animal lays white eggs?
Red-winged blackbird lays white eggs.
Of course, just like the chickens and the common birds, right? They lay white eggs. Okay. Anyway, so you are so great in expressing yourself as always, Justin. And I'm pretty much happy that you are making some improvements when you are trying to express your ideas. Okay. Keep it up. All right. So, yay. Do you have any questions about our topic for today?
You have a pet?
Before I had a dog. However, it passed away last year, and after him, I did not have another one. So as of now, I have no pet. But I'm planning to have a hamster, but maybe in the future, right? Thank you for asking, though. So any other questions?
No, I don't have a question.
Thank you so much, and you have a good night, Justine. Bye.
Bye.